monsieur. It's French.
So is eating frogs, cruelty to geese, and urinating in the street. But that's no reason to inflict it on the rest of us.
But French is all the fashion. My coffee shop is full of Frenches, and it's all because of that wonderful Scarlet Pimpernel.
The Scarlet Pimpernel is not wonderful, Mrs. Miggins. There's no reason whatsoever to admire someone for filling London with a load of garlic-chewing French cocks, crying ooh-la-la and looking for sympathy all the time just because their fathers had their heads cut off. I'll have a cup of coffee and some shepherd's pie, please.
We don't serve pies anymore. My French clientele consider pies uncouth.
Now, how do they think that a nation that eats snails and would go to bed with the kitchen sink if it put on a tutu is in any position to fix business? So what is on the menu?
Well, today's hot choice is chicken pimpernel in a scarlet sauce, scarlet chicken in a pimpernel sauce, or huge, suspicious-looking sausages in a scarlet pimpernel sauce.
What exactly is scarlet pimpernel sauce?
You take a large, ripe frog. Squeeze.
Yes, all right.
Ah, bonjour, monsieur.
Sod off.
Poor little Mildred the cat. What's he ever done to you?
It is the way of the world, Baldrick. The abused always kick downwards. I'm annoyed, and so I kick the cat. The cat pounces on the mouse, and finally the mouse bites you on the behind.
What do I do?
Nothing. You are last in God's great chain. Unless, of course, there's an earwig around here that you'd like to victimise. Baldrick, what's happened to your nose?
Nice, isn't it?
No, it isn't. It's revolting.
Oh, I'll take it off then.
Baldrick, why are you wearing a false boil? What are we to expect next? A beauty wart? A cosmetic verruca?
It's a scarlet pimple, sir.
Really?
Yeah, they're all the rage down our way. Everyone wants to express their admiration for the great pimple and his brilliant disguises. They seek him here, they seek him there. Those Frenchies seek him everywhere. Is he in heaven or is he in hell?
And what's that revolting garlic smell? What has this fellow done apart from pop over to France to grab a few French knobs from the ineffectual clutches of some malnourished, whinging lefties, taking the opportunity while there, no doubt, to pick up some really good cheap wine and some of their marvellous open fruit flan. Now, does anyone know we hate the French? We fight wars against them. Did all those men die in vain on the field of Agincourt? Was the man who burnt Joan of Arc simply wasting good matches? His Royal Highness the Pinhead of Wales. Something. You know, I feel almost well disposed towards him this morning. That's a chump though he may be, at least he's not French.
Encore in text, I say. Le Pimpernel Scarlet.
Le Pimpernel Scarlet.
Ah, Le Adam Noir, come over here. To ask you, chaps, my butler, terribly clever, brighter than a brain pie. A Blackadder, we're trying to guess who the Scarlet Pimpernel is so we can send him an enormous post-launder to express our admiration. Any ideas?
Well, I'm sure if you address the envelope to the biggest show-off in London, it would reach him eventually.
Tish and pish! Gadzooks, me lucky! How dare you say such a thing! Damn it, sir, if you're not the worst kind of swine.
Damn that swine.
I'm sorry, sir, I was merely pointing out that sneaking aristocrats out from under the noses of French revolutionaries is about as difficult as putting on a hat.
Beat me, sir, this is treason. A Scarlet Pimpernel's a hero, and the revolution is orchestrated by a ruthless band of highly organized killers. Damn them.
Damn those organized killers.
George, if I remember rightly, we were just discussing the French embassy ball in honour of the exiled aristocracy.
We certainly were. Where I intend to wear the most magnificent pair of trousers ever to issue forth from the delicate hands of Messrs. Snipcock and Turkey, couturier to the very wealthy and the extremely fat. If Pimpernel does finally reveal himself, I don't want to get caught out wearing boring trousers.
Damn those boring trousers.
Well, what say we bet your cocksure domestic 1,000 guineas he can't go to France, rescue an aristocrat, and present him at the ball? Ha! That's turned your white, hasn't it? That's frightened you, you lily-livered, caramel-kidneyed, custard-coloured cab. Not so buoyant now, are you?
On the contrary, sir. I'll just go and pack. Perhaps Lord Smedley and Lord Topper will accompany me. I'm sure it will be a fairly easy trip, the odd death-defying leap and a modest amount of dental torture. Want to come?
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Damn! Any day now, I've got an appointment at my doctor. I've got a bit of a sniffle coming on. I can feel it in my bones.
Dim bones. What about next week? Oh, come on, you chaps, get your diaries out. Come on.
All right. Damn! I left it behind. And besides, I just remembered, my father's just died. I've got to be at his funeral in 10 minutes. Sorry. Goodbye, Your Highness.
I'm the best man.
Damn.
See you at the ball.
Oh, what a shame they were so busy. Would have been lovely to have had them with us.
Us?
Yes.
You're coming, sir?
Oh, certainly.
Ah. And nothing I can say about the mind-bending horrors of the revolution could put you off?
Oh, absolutely not. Now, come on, Blackadder, let's get packing. I want to look my best for those fabulous French birds.
Sir, the type of women currently favoured in France are toothless crones who just cackle insanely.
Oh, ignore that. They're just playing hard to get.
By removing all their teeth, going mad and aging 40 years.
That's right, the little teasers. Now, come on. I think a blend of silks and satins.
I fear not, sir. If we are to stand any chance of survival in France, we shall have to dress as the smelliest lowlife imaginable.
Oh, yes? What sort of thing?
Well, sir, let me show you our Paris collection. Baldrick is wearing a sheep's bladder jacket with matching dung ball accessories. Hair by Crazy Meg of Bedlam Hair. Notice how the overpowering aroma of rotting pilchards has been woven cunningly into the ensemble. Baldrick, when did you last change your trousers?
I have never changed my trousers.
Thank you. You see, the ancient Greeks, sir, wrote in legend of a terrible container in which all the evils of the world were trapped. How prophetic they were. All they got wrong was the name. They called it Pandora's Box, when, of course, they meant Baldrick's Trousers.
It certainly can get a bit whiffy, there's no doubt about it.
We are told that when the box was opened, the whole world turned to darkness because of Pandora's fatal curiosity. I charge you now, Baldrick, for the good of all mankind, never allow curiosity to lead you to open your trousers. Nothing of interest lies therein. However, Your Highness, it is trousers exactly like these that you will have to wear if we are to pass safely into France.
Yes, well, you know, on second thoughts, I think I might give this whole thing a miss. You know, my tummy's playing up a bit. I wish I could come, but just not pass with this tongue.
I understand perfectly, sir.
Also, the chances of me scoring if I look and smell like him are zero.
Well, that's true, sir. We shall return presently to bid you farewell.
Mr. B, I've been having second thoughts about this trip to France.
No, why?
Well, as far as I can see, looking and smelling like this, there's not much chance of me scoring either.
Well, Blackadder, this is it.
Yes, sir. If I don't make it back, please write to my mother and tell her that I've been alive all the time. It's just that I couldn't be bothered to get in touch with the old man.
Well, of course, old man. It's the very least I can do.
We must leave at once. The shadows lengthen and we have a long and arduous journey ahead of us. Farewell, dear master, and dare I say, friend.
Farewell, brave liberator, and dare I say it, butler.
The kettle on, Borders.
Well, aren't we going to France?
Of course we're not going to France. It's incredibly dangerous there.
Well, how are you going to win your bet?
As always, Baldrick, by the use of the large thing between my ears.
Oh, your nose.
No, Baldrick, my brain. All we do is lie low here for a week, then go to Mrs. Miggins's, pick up any old French aristocrat, drag him through a puddle, take him to the ball, and claim our 1,000 guineas.
But what if the prince finds us here?
He couldn't find his own fly buttons, let alone the kitchen door.
What a pair of trousers! I shall be the belle of the embassy ball. Now, how'd you put them on? Blackadder! Oh, no, damn, he's gone to France. Well, I'll do it myself. Shouldn't be too difficult.
Well, Ulrich, what a very pleasant week. We must do this more often.
Yes, I shall certainly choose revolutionary France for my holiday again next year.
Well, time to go to work. Off to Mrs. Miggins's to pick up any old French toff.
What do you think that is?
Well, if I was feeling malicious, I would say it was the prince still trying to put his trousers on after a week. Ah, Mrs. Miggins, I'd like a massive plate of pig's trotters, frog's legs and snail's ears, please. All drenched in your lovely scarlet pimpernel sauce.
Not so hostile to the Frenchies now, Mr. B.
Certainly not, Mrs. M. I'd sooner be hostile to my own servant. In fact, I came here specifically to meet lovely Frenchies.
Well, vive to that and an eclair for both of us.
Vive indeed. Now, what I'm looking for, Mrs. M, is a particular kind of Frenchie. Namely, one who is transparently of noble blood, but also short on cash.
Oh, well, I've got just the fellow for you. Over there by the window. The Comte de Froufrou. He's pretty down on his luck. He has made that horse's willy last all morning.
You can have some lunch, Warwick.
Thank you.
Le Comte de Froufrou, I believe.
Eh?
Do you speak English?
A little.
Yes. When you say a little, what exactly do you mean? I mean, can we talk, or are we going to spend the rest of the afternoon asking each other the way to the beach in very loud voices?
No. I can order coffee, deal with waiters, make sexy chit-chat with girls, that type of thing. Okay. Just don't ask me to take a physiology class or direct a life opera.
No, I won't. Now, listen, Froufrou. Would you like to earn some money?
No, I wouldn't. I would like other people to earn it and then give it to me. Just like in France in the good old days.
Yes, but this is a chance to return to the good old days.
Oh, how I would love that. I hate this life. The food is filthy. This huge sausage is very suspicious. If I didn't know better, I'd say it was a horse's...
Yes, sir. The plan is this. I have a bet on with someone that I can get a Frenchman out of Paris. I want you to be that Frenchman. All you have to do is come to the embassy with me, say that I rescued you, and then walk away with 50 guineas and all the vol-au-vents you can stuff in your pockets. What do you say?
It will be a pleasure. If there's one thing we aristocrats enjoy, it's a fabulous party. All the music, all the laughter. If only I'd brought my mongoose costume.
Yes, well, obviously it hasn't really got going yet.
I think that's a bit of an understatement, Froufrou. I've been at autopsies with more party animals.
Don't worry. In a moment, we will hear the sound of music and happy laughter.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Bonsoir.
Ah, good evening, my man. Do you speak English?
Little.
Good. Well, just take me to the ambassador, then, will you?
Pardon?
I have rescued an... aristocrat from the clutches of the evil revolutionaries. Please take me to the ambassador.
No, I won't. I am an evil revolutionary and have murdered the ambassador and have turned him into pâté.
Ah.
And you, aristocrat pig, a prat, pig, ha!
You will regret your insolence, revolutionary dog.
Dog, ha! You will regret your arrogance, royalist snake. Snake, ha!
Look, I'm sorry to interrupt this very interesting discussion, but it really is none of my business, so I think I'll be on my way. Come on, Warwick.
Not so fast, English. In rescuing this boite de stinky weed, you are attempting to pervert revolutionary justice. Do you know what they do to people who do that?
They're given a little present and allowed to go free.
No.
Their Smacked and told not to be naughty, but basically let off.
No.
I think I know.
What?
They're put in prison for the night and brutally guillotined in the morning.
Hello, Borat.
Your little gnome is correct, monsieur. Gentlemen, welcome to the last day of your life.
How dare you, you filthy weasel!
Weasel, ha! Huh? You want to talk, Aristo Warthog!
Warthog, ha!
Ha!
Excellent, proof. Look, a mate. My old mate. We're both working class. We both hate these rich bastards. I mean, come on. Come on, my old mucker. Just let me go. You've got nothing against me.
On the contrary, I hate you English with your boring trousers and your shiny toilet paper. Your ridiculous preconceptions that Frenchmen are great lovers. I'm French, and I'm hung like a baby carrot at a couple of people. Farewell, old mucker. And death to the Aristos!
Death to the Aristos!
Oh, shut up, mouse brain.
Monsieur, why do you waste your words on this scum? Have no fear. This Scarlet Pimpernel will save us.
Ha! Some hope. The Pimpernel is the most overrated human being since Judas Iscariot won the AD 31 Best Disciple competition.
Well, if he should fail us... Here, I have these suicide pills. One for me, one for you, and one for the dwarf.
Say thank you, Baldrige.
Thank you, Mr. Frew.
Ave Pimpernel!
Hooray!
Ah, the ambassador, hooray.
I've got nothing to do. So I think I will torture...
you, Aristo Mongrel!
Mongrel, ha! I look forward to it, proletarian skunk!
Skunk, ha! We'll see about that aristocratic happy bottomers!
Happy bottomers, ha! We'll soon see you,
I'm glad to say, I don't think you'll be needing those pills, Mr. B.
Am I jumping the gun, Baldrige, or are the words, I have a cunning plan, marching with ill-deserved confidence in the direction of this conversation?
You certainly are.
Oh, forgive me if I don't jump up and down with glee. Your record in this department is not exactly 100%. So what's the plan?
We do nothing.
Yep, it's another world beater.
Wait, I haven't finished. We do nothing until our heads have actually been cut off.
And then we spring into action.
Exactly. You know how when you cut a chicken's head off, it runs round and round the farm?
Yeah.
Well, we wait until our heads have been cut off, then we run round and round the farmyard, out the farm gate and escape. What do you think?
Yes, my opinions are rather difficult to express in words, so I'd like to put it this way.
Well, it doesn't really matter, because the Scarlet Pimpernel will save us anyway.
No, he won't, Baldrige. Either I think of an idea, or tomorrow we die. Which, Baldrige, I have to tell you, I have no intention of doing, because I want to be young and wild, and then I want to be middle-aged and rich, and then I want to be old and annoy people by pretending that I'm deaf. Just be quiet and let me think.
I can't sleep, Mr. Blackadder.
I said shut up.
I'm so excited to think that the Scarlet Pimpernel will be here at any moment.
I wish you'd forget this ridiculous fantasy, Baldrige. Even if he did turn up, the guards would be woken by the scraping noise as he tried to squeeze his massive swollen head through the door.
I couldn't sleep when I was little.
You still are little, boy.
Yeah, well, when I was even littler. See, we used to live in this haunted hovel. Every night, my family were troubled by a visitation from this disgusting ghoul. It was terrible. First, there was this unholy smell. Then this tiny, clammy, hairy creature would materialise in the bed between them. Fortunately, I could never see it myself.
Yes. Tell me, Baldrige, when you left home, did this repulsive entity mysteriously disappear?
That very day.
I think then that the mystery is solved. Now shut up. Either I think of an idea or tomorrow we meet our maker.
In my case, God. In your case, God knows. But I'd be surprised if he's won any design awards.
I thought of a plan.
Hooray!
Also, I thought of a way to get you to sleep.
What? Oh.
Did you sleep well?
Like a top, thank you. But by Jiminy, you must be feeling thirsty after your long night's brutality. Drink?
No, merci. Not while I'm on duty.
Perhaps later.
For you, monsieur, there is no letter. Because, gentlemen, I am proud to introduce France's most vicious woman. Unexpectedly arrived from Paris this morning. Would you please welcome Madame Guillotine herself?
Are these the English pigs?
Yes, that's us.
Leave them with me, Monsieur Ambassador. I intend to torture them in a manner so unbearably gruesome, even you will not be able to stand it.
I don't think I will have a problem, madame.
No, you will be sick.
What if I stay for the first few minutes and then I leave if I'm feeling queasy?
No, you will be sick immediately.
What if I'm sick quietly in a bag? And what is in your mind?
So, scum, prepare to be in pain.
Yes, certainly. But first, perhaps a toast to your beauty.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yes.
So I expect you were expecting to be rescued, huh?
Some bloody hope.
On the contrary, I'm just sorry I'm so late.
What?
Yes, gentlemen, I have come to take you to freedom.
Hooray!
My God, Smedley, but I thought you were an absolute fathead.
No, just a damn fine actor. Thank God I got here before you took any of those awful suicide pills.
Yes, I suppose if someone had taken one and wished that he'd hadn't, he'd be able to do something about it.
No, no, they're very odd things, you see? The symptoms are most peculiar. First of all, the victims become very, very depressed. Oh, God!
But this whole revolution is so depressing. I mean, sometimes I wonder why I bother. I mean, I'm so lonely and nobody loves me.
And after the depression comes death.
No, after the depression comes the loss of temper, you stuck-up bastard! What are you staring at?
And after the temper comes death.
No, after the temper comes the,
forgetfulness?
Yes, that's it. Comes the,
forgetfulness.
Yes, right in the middle of a thingy. You completely forget what it was you... Oh, nice pair of shoes.
And after the forgetfulness, you die.
Oh, no, I forgot one. After the forgetfulness comes a moment of exquisite happiness. Jumping up and down and waving your arms in the air and knowing that in a minute we're all going to be free. Free! Free!
And then death?
No, you jump in a corner first.
Hooray! It's the Scarlet Pimpernel!
Yes, Morrig.
And you killed him!
I mean, what's the bloody point of being the Scarlet Pimpernel if you're going to fall for the old poison cup routine? Scarlet Pimpernel, my foot. Scarlet Git, more like it. But wait, here's our chance to escape.
What about Mr. Fru?
Forget Fru. I wouldn't pick my nose to save his life, but come on. Fru, my old friend and comrade. What are you doing here?
I escaped. What happened here?
Oh, nothing.
I thought for a moment the Scarlet Pimpernel had saved you.
Chaps, good to see you. Just trying on the new trousers.
I return, sir, as promised. Plus one top French aristocrat, fresh from the Bastille.
Please teach you, monsieur. Do sit down.
Enchanté.
Damn sorry about the revolution and all that cake. I must awfully bad luck. So tell me, Blackadder, how the devil did you get him out?
Sir, it is an extraordinary tale of courage and heroism, which I blush from telling myself, but seeing as there's no one else,
I could try.
We left England in good weather, but that was as far as our luck held. In the middle of Dover Harbour, we were struck by a tidal wave. And I was forced to swim to Boulogne with the unconscious Baldric tucked into my trousers. Then we were taken to Paris,
where I was summarily tried and condemned to death, and then hung by the larger of my testicles from the walls of the Vatican. It was then that I decided I'd had enough.
Bravo!
I rescued the Count, killed the guards, jumped the moat, ran to Versailles, where I climbed into Mr. Robespierre's bedroom, leaving him a small tray of milk chocolates and an insulting note. The rest was easy.
That is an incredible story. Worthy of the Scarlet Pimpernel himself.
Well, I wouldn't know.
I, on the other hand, would. Because your sister...
I am the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Uh-oh.
Lord, Chopper!
Yes, Your Highness.
But egads and by jingo, with dumplings, steak and kidneys, and a good solid helping of scrub. I can't believe it! You're the fellow who has single-handedly saved all those damn Frenchies from the chop?
Not quite single-handedly, sir. I operated with the help of my friend Smedley. But he seems to have disappeared for the moment. Slightly mysteriously.
Shut up, Baldrick.
So Blackadder rescued the Scarlet Pimpernel?
No, sir, he did not.
Eh?
Prepare yourself for a story of dishonor and deceit that will make your stomach turn.
Well, I say, this is interesting, isn't it, Blackadder?
Not only that, but I trust it will lead to the imprisonment of a man who is a liar, a bounder, and a cad.
Well, bravo! Because we hate liars, bounders, and cads, don't we, Blackadder?
Generally speaking, yes, sir. But perhaps before Lord Topper starts to talk, he might like a glass of wine. He's looking a little shaken.
Shaken, but not stirred. It all began last week. I was sitting in Mrs. Miggins' coffee shop when... Oh, God! All this treachery is so depressing. I mean, the whole thing makes you so incredibly angry! It just makes you wonder... Nice waistcoat, Your Majesty. I'm sorry, I've completely forgotten what I was talking about.
A story of dishonor and deceit.
Oh, that's a great story. That's great. Oh, that's a wonderful story. Let me just dump it in the corner first.
Roast my raisins. He's popped it. Let's say, Blackadder, do you think he really was the Scarlet Pimpernel?
Well, judging from the ridiculous ostentatiousness of his death, I would say that he was.
Well, then, that's a damn shame, because I wanted to give him this enormous postal order.
Please, sir, let me finish. I would say that he wasn't. You see, the Scarlet Pimpernel would never, ever reveal his identity. That's his great secret. So what you're actually looking for is someone who has, say, just been to France and rescued an aristocrat. But when asked, are you the Scarlet Pimpernel, he replies, absolutely not, sir.
Wait a minute. Blackadder, you've just been to France and you've rescued a French aristocrat. Oh, Blackadder, are you the Scarlet Pimpernel?
Absolutely not.